Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
1 o'clock hour here on Zolak at Bertrand with Beadle and Hardy. I'm with you. 617-779-0985. This morning on our conference call before the show, we referenced someone that we work with who really enjoys Law and Order. And I said, oh, it's funny you mentioned that because I just saw that there is a new streaming service that launches today from Comcast, obviously a parent company of NBC Sports Boston. So a little bit of a tie-in here. There's a new streaming service that is launching called Peacock. If you have Xfinity service at home and you have the X1, just talk into your clicker and say Peacock, and you'll get this. It's available to subscribers of Xfinity, but it's a full-fledged streaming service that is launching. And it is included for free with X1 customers and Flex customers. So you can already get this. Free preview is starting today. And one of the items on there, as there's tons of content, they're actually going to start airing sporting events through it too for our sports fans, which we have many. NFL wildcard games are going to be in this app. There's Premier League games are going to be in the app. So it's going to have a lot of content. But they have a ton of content already ready to go from all the various shows over the years, including a staple for decades that is obviously Law & Order. And Hardy said he's never seen an episode of Law & Order. And I am like floored by this because I said the way Zoe watches The Office, Zoe will sit down, and you talked about it too last week, that you'll watch it with commercials. You'll sit there and you'll watch The Office.
I will watch it, but I also have it on in the background as comfort food. Just The Office, you know, episode after episode. It doesn't matter what season it is. Doesn't matter, you know, whether I've seen the episode, you know, once or twice before or never. Every once in a while, one will pop up that I've never seen. That's what I just have on in the background.
Right, but it could be an episode from 15 years ago.
Sure.
They'd be like, oh, yeah, sit down and watch this. That would be Law and Order for me sucks me in. That's it. You sit down, you start watching one, and all of a sudden you're like, where'd the last 4 hours go? Have I been sitting here watching Law and Order for 3.5 hours already? What is going on? Law and Order does, I can watch episodes of Law and Order from 1993 and be like, yeah, I'm into this, man. Like it was a brand new episode. And so Law & Order is one of the shows on here. How have you never seen it, Hardy? For years, it was everywhere.
I mean, first of all, I wasn't in on the beginning. And I know that there are, three different versions of it?
There's Law & Order. There's Law & Order SVU, which is still in production, I believe. They still have new episodes of that one. Right. Law & Order Criminal Intent, which I like. A lot of people don't like that one. It takes a special sort of Law & Order fan to enjoy the intricacies of that show.
That's the Vincent D'Onofrio one?
That is the Vincent D'Onofrio
one. That's the one that I liked out of all of them.
All right. Well, you know what? When I hear that you like that, you go up a little bit in my book there, Louthy.
I'm looking at them now. There are five different TV series. So SVU, Criminal Intent.
Yes.
Law & Order, Trial by Jury. Law & Order Los Angeles, and Law & Order True Crime. I have never seen, anywhere close to a full episode of any of them because I wasn't in on the beginning. Now, was Jerry Orbach One of the original Law and Order people?
Yes, he was.
So I know enough to know that he's on there. And I'm not saying it's a bad show because I've never watched it. But
the thing is with Law and Order, Hardy, the episodes, yes, there are some storylines that do carry over episode to episode. But for the most part, you can watch individual episodes not knowing or having to care about any of those storylines.
That's fine, but I watched a couple of moments of early ones, and Jerry Orbach has some really pithy or punny or, you know, these, I don't know. I didn't like it. You know, the way it was scripted and the way he spoke, I just thought it was kind of lame, and I'm an NYPD blue guy. To me, that's the gold standard for cop shows, you know, especially the first couple seasons, season two, even after David Caruso and Jimmy Smits came on, and I even stuck with it through the Rick Schroeder years and the guy from Saved by the Bell, another show that I've never seen an episode of.
You've never seen Saved by the Bell?
No, and guys that I went to college with used to sit there and watch, like, you know, episode after episode after, and if it's bad, I can't do it for long stretches, and I never watched an episode, but I didn't think it was that good. When I saw a few minutes of Law and Order, I thought it was a little on the cheesy side, and I didn't think it was anywhere near as good as NYPD Blue. Man. So I just never watched it.
Different types of shows. They're different.
I've never watched it. Well, what type of show is NYPD Blue versus
NYPD Blue? Order? Is like a real, you know, show that focuses on the writing and the character development, and that's closer to what
it's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show. No, I'm not trying to say it's a bad show. I would say that NYPD Blue is a show you want to get into, like you would get into any other, you know, really good, well scripted, well written show. Whereas this is easy listening, my friend. That's what this is.
It's a cop show.
It's just like mindless cop show, but it's excellent, and I love it. I love Law and Order, and I didn't know there were five. I forgot about the L.A. one or the Trial by Jury. The main three are the original, SVU, and Criminal Intent, and all three of those are now in the same place. I am in on the Peacock app. I am peacocking all over the place now. I am in on this.
Well, because it used to be the part of Zoe here for a second, even though he's taking the rest of the day off. Peacock.
This used to be on TV on like four different stations all day every day. You tune in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you could watch Law and Order on like six different stations at once. I don't really feel that's the case anymore, so you got to go digital is what I would say on this. But
I just don't care. I didn't know who the people were. I turned it on and Jerry and I, nothing against Jerry Orbach. I mean, you're talking about, you know, the father in Dirty Dancing. We're talking about his turn as a baseball manager in Brewster's Millions. I mean, the man's was a national treasure. Nothing against him, but you know his lines on the show with it, what little I saw of it, I'm like, this is kind of lame.
Now I'm trying to figure out what shows I haven't seen that I think would qualify in this department.
Okay. So I've got those two. I have Law and Order and Saved by the Bell. I know a ton of people watched Saved by the Bell, and I never did.
So I have a show that I don't know what its ratings were, but I know that it was popular because I had a ton of friends that watched it, and I never did, and I've never seen an episode of it. And it was hugely popular for a time, and that is Sons of Anarchy. I've never seen it.
Oh, see, you're not alone in that. I've never watched. But that Sons of Anarchy.
Was that not a massively popular show?
No,
like
I don't
cult
think
following
so.
Type thing, right?
That was I just happen to know a lot of people in that cult, man, because I've never seen it. I've never
and
watched.
That's not
it.
On the Law and Order Saved by the Bell stage.
No,
though.
No.
I'm trying to find the Office. I've never seen. That's on that stage. Like, and I don't care to see it.
Not a single episode.
Nope.
Okay, so that's an AMC show, Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
I'll give you what I think is an AMC show, one that I think trumps that I never watched.
Okay.
Any episode of any of the versions of The Walking Dead.
Never like, seen it. I've never seen that either. That's
well,
a good one.
Let me tell you something. You and I are in a – that is a much bigger pool of people who are going to say, you never watched – no, I never watched The Walking Dead. I never watched – And they've got like versions of it now too. And it's like, oh, who cares? Zombies? It's like, I'm not watching any TV series about vampires either. Haven't we done that enough by now? Not watching anything Hardy. About zombies or vampires.
I've never seen Breaking Bad.
Ooh. Ooh. Why is that? Because it doesn't interest you or because you just haven't gotten to it yet?
Both.
Okay. I didn't start Breaking Bad until Better Call Saul started. And Marcy and I started watching Better Call Saul, and people said, you can't do that. You won't get all the references. You know what? We did it just fine. We watched the entire first season of Better Call Saul, loved it. And then, while we were waiting for season two, started watching Breaking Bad. And as good as it was, I like Better Call Saul better, and you can watch them out of order, because guess what? Better Call Saul is a prequel anyway.
I'm one of those guys, too, who... If someone tells you, oh, you got to watch this, you got to watch this, I don't want to watch it more.
Well, that's just because you're a prick. I mean, that's just who you are.
Okay.
Which I love about you, but that's not like good reasoning. It's just who you are.
Okay, so I think you're bigger than Sons of Anarchy is The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
I'm with you on that one. I've never watched that. Jim likes everything, so Jim has probably at least watched...
He's never seen The Office. How have you never seen The Office?
Nope, no Walking Dead, no Game of Thrones, none of that stuff.
Okay, well, what about The Office, Jim?
Yeah, no, I never got into it.
You never watched an episode of The Office.
It's been on in the background for maybe a couple minutes at a time, but never... Nope.
I'm not a Game of Thrones person, but I've seen the show. I think I watched like three or four of the first season. So I can't count that. I've watched it. I've at least been exposed to it. I've tried it. I've seen full episodes of it.
I promised my buddy Dave, who... And he also does some work around here in the neighborhood. As a means to, you know, keep him in my good graces, I've promised I would start watching Game of Thrones. And apparently he got Mike Flynn to start watching it, too.
Okay.
And Mike Flynn watched it. So I do have it on my list of things to do to start watching Game of Thrones, but I'm not excited about it. I talk about things I don't care about. Oof.
Like, I'm looking at the, you know, I just Google most popular shows of the 2000s to see if I hadn't at least seen an episode of them.
What do we got?
And just when you Google that, at the top of Google, you get Breaking Bad. Seen that. Love it. Mad Men. How do you feel about Mad Men?
I didn't watch it, but I've watched an episode or two. So I can't say that I don't know anything about it. I probably sat through one or two episodes.
I think I watched like two seasons of it, and it just doesn't go anywhere. Yeah. It's just a period piece that wants to, I don't know, romanticize about a time when women were treated horribly, I guess. It doesn't seem to really go anywhere.
I'm so out on John Hamm after he told that lie on David Letterman about catching Roger Clemens in college.
Right.
I can't watch anything with him now without thinking about him telling his jive-ass story about being a college baseball player and having his hand hurt from catching Roger Clemens when they were 3 years apart. By the time John Hamm was in college, Clemens had already won two Cy Youngs. Stupid story. It just soured me on anything he's done.
Yeah, no, hey, I understand that. There's just an authenticity that is not there for him that annoys you. Sopranos. Yes. Sopranos, of course. Multiple times all the way through. The Office, we've covered that. The Wire.
Yeah, and I didn't watch The Wire until another friend of mine, Brian, told me to watch that. And I did, and I watched it all the way through. I've seen every episode. It's very good. I don't count it among the best TV shows like of all time, but it's really good.
Arrested Development.
Never watched an episode.
I've seen it before. I am not a regular viewer of that.
No idea.
But I've seen it.
Couldn't tell
Parks
you
and Rec. Here's one. I've never seen Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I watched an episode or two of that. It's a less funnier version of The Office.
30 Rock. I've seen maybe a couple minutes of it here and there.
Watch 30 Rock, like 30 Rock. Yep.
Okay, you're in on that. West Wing.
Never watched an episode.
I've seen it. I don't know if I've ever watched an episode start to finish.
Nope.
It's an Aaron Sorkin thing. You really got to like Aaron Sorkin to get in on that. Right. Friday Night Lights. I've never seen Friday Night Lights.
Nope. Not 1 second.
Lost?
Yeah, I watched the first season probably.
I watched that thing all the way to its disappointing end. It's probably the show that I'm most upset about ever having watched. like, and there are people like, no, you just don't understand. I'm like, no, I do understand it, and see, I think it was sloppy, and I thought it was a messy ending.
It was like Westworld. Westworld had such an amazing premise, and I think it was maybe, I don't even know if I made it into the second season. It was either at the end of the first season or like a couple episodes into the second season. I said, I don't know what the hell's going on anymore, and I don't care. I don't care. Blow the whole place up and end the show that way with a nuclear bomb. That I'd be just fine with that.
All right, 617-779-0985. There's a bunch more on this list that we'll now go through and get your thoughts on it. I want to hear the most shocking show that someone has never watched before.
Yeah.
We don't want your suggestions. We just want to know what you haven't seen.
People are going to, and Beetle, this is one of those topics where people are going to start texting us personally.
Yeah, I know
that. People listening to the show right now, so
yep.
We can, see, I got a couple right now. Good.
We'll get to all this on the way here on Zolak and Bertrand.
At Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Zoe and Bertrand.
I am breaking news on that show tomorrow.
Really?
There will be very big breaking news. I can't say it yet.
Okay.
It will be very big breaking news tomorrow night. What time is the show on? Not sure. I don't even know.
Wait a minute. I think I know what it is. You are going to present Todd Gurley with the check from the Rams that he is owed.
No.
yeah, wait, get time, him in the middle of that show? One.
Have you guys gotten the promo? I seriously don't know what time the show is. We changed it up. I think it's it's either 11 o'clock Eastern tomorrow or it's 7:30 Eastern tomorrow. I'm not sure. One of the two, but I'll be breaking big news on the show. I'm telling you, I'm breaking big news on the show.
Wow.
I have a scoop. Legit big breaking national news tomorrow on the show.
That's Jake Lazor of Fox Sports. He's broken a number of big stories over the years. That's him on Fox Sports Radio saying tonight at 11 p.m., on Fox Sports 1, he's got big news, big national news to break. And some people have speculated this morning that the news he would break is something that Mark Melusis of WFAN has reported this morning, which is that the Cleveland Browns are looking at trading as a possible trade in the works of Odell Beckham Jr. going from Cleveland to the Minnesota Vikings for a second and a fifth. So a lot of people are speculating on what that move could be and what the report might be from Jay Glazer. And people have said, is this what Glazer was about to report? That is not what Jay Glazer was about to report, because he put out a tweet a couple of hours ago that said, the news I have tonight is not transactional news, not a player getting traded or signed. Woke up to seeing y'all going ape you know what, guessing what it was. It's not what you think. Fox Football Now, tonight, 11 Eastern, after race. I don't know what race they're showing, but 11 o'clock tonight, Jay Glazer is promising breaking news, and he's going on a PR tour to tease his breaking news tonight. It better be good for the kind of teasing that he's giving this item.
You know what this could end up being?
What do you think?
Somebody in the announcer booth. If it doesn't have anything to do with a player or a transaction, what else could it be?
The conclusion of the four-month investigation into the Patriots taping from the press box? I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. Unless the punishment is really, really heavy or not at all, that's not big enough to promote to this extent. And this, I don't know, when it's pimped this heavily, it sounds like it's going to be something of a self-serving nature, either for himself or the network.
Maybe it's a plan. I thought maybe it's a plan the NFL has to have a training camp or something of that nature.
Jay Glazer's going to have it before anyone else?
Jay Glazer is one of the best, man. He gets a lot of huge breaking news items.
Feels like a Schefter type. That feels like a real news Schefter type of thing.
Legit big breaking national news tomorrow.
I don't know. There's one guy who got the Spygate tape, and it was Jay Glazer. You know? I mean, Glazer breaks big stories, man.
But again, read what he said, Beetle. It's not transactional. It's not. What else is it not?
It's not player related. It's not transactional. It's not about a trade. It's not about a signing.
It's going to be somebody in the booth.
Okay. You think it's like Monday Night Football, that type of thing?
Yep.
Okay. We'll see what happens. That's coming up tonight, 11. We'll be watching, so whatever it is, we'll have it as an item, a big breaking news item for tomorrow. How about Odell Beckham Jr. possibly getting traded for a second and a fifth by the Cleveland Browns already?
That's a lot more fun to talk about, isn't it?
Like, this guy. 1 year in Cleveland, after they gave up a first, a third, and a player in Jabril Peppers, they're now going to move him for a second and a fifth because he's such a clown they can't handle it. They're like, we're tapping out. We're tapping out of the Odell Beckham Jr. situation. So this naturally leads to Patriots fans going, well, Patriots should get him. I would take a hard pass on that, given where the Patriots are at right now. If you thought that Odell Beckham Jr. had problems playing in Cleveland last year where they had expectations, I didn't have any for them, but had a young, you know, up-and-coming quarterback as he is perceived in Baker Mayfield, how do you think he'd do playing with Brian Hoyer or Jarrett Stidham?
Well, not only that, how is he going to be playing in stadiums with no fans? I mean, here's a guy who, you know, loves, you know, to be, you know, part of the show and part of the spectacle that is the NFL, and for him not to have fans there, I would expect even less from Odell Beckham Jr. this year if there's what's looking like a real chance that they end up playing in empty stadiums. He's not going to feel compelled to do as much as he did, and he didn't do all that much last year. And it's not all his fault, of course, but I can't see him as a viable addition to any team in this upcoming year. It has to be the super, super perfect situation. And, man, to think that, like you said, what they gave up to get him and what he ended up giving them in return, oh, what a bust. What an absolute bust. The guy's got talent, too. It's a shame. He doesn't have the makeup of a guy that's going to get in there and help you win. That's not who he is.
Tommy is in Worcester today. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, gentlemen. Great show. Thanks for keeping me entertained all afternoon. Real quick, Jay Glazer's breaking news. He just saved 15% on his insurance. He's going to show us how to do it tonight. It's awesome. On a list of TV shows that I've never seen, this is number one, Seinfeld. Never seen an episode of it. Probably never will.
Wow.
I don't get it. How you've never watched an episode of Seinfeld. There's someone else here on Twitter who said, I've never seen an episode of Seinfeld, and everyone says I'm exactly like George Costanza. That's from Waldo's on Twitter. Yeah, that's another one that's tough to miss. It's like saying you've never seen The Simpsons or Family Guy. It's on so much. How have you never seen it?
Ooh. There's just so many chances to be exposed to it, right?
Yeah.
Kristen in Salem. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
You guys are an awesome show. I have yet to be able to hear you because I'm usually at work, but you guys are eight. You guys are great.
Thank you.
I never have watched the X-Files.
Yeah, I don't know if you're alone in that one. That was pretty niche, you know, in the 90s. And I didn't watch it until the very end, but I watched it religiously for probably 3 or 4 years. Did you watch it, Beetle? You're a little young for that.
No, I did. I've seen probably, I don't know, I've seen plenty of episodes of it. Scalder. What is it? Mulder and Scully?
Mulder and Scully. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've seen plenty of episodes of that to know what it's all about. So
I just watched it for the sexual tension. It was delightful. And an occasional alien or wolfman.
That's like David Duchovny, right? Who plays...
Yes.
Didn't he have a... he was big into porn, wasn't he?
He was a sex addict. I understand now he's also a bit of a musician. I've never seen him myself. I understand that he'll sing you a hell of a tune for the right price.
Okay. We're just going to leave that one alone. We'll get to today's takeaways. Those are coming up next here on Zolak and Bertrand. Stay tuned.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, welcome into today's takeaways. Typically, Zoe leads us off to let you know that today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Let's get into the takeaways. We've got a bunch of them from today. A lot of things to get to. First, Anthony Fauci, that is Dr. Fauci, who appeared on a Snapchat interview, a Snapchat original, to give his thoughts on how to get sports started up again and if it's possible.
People are still holding out hope for some kind of abbreviated baseball season this summer. College football will start in late August, NFL right after that. Do you think those sports seasons are in jeopardy? Are we going to have college football this fall?
There's a way of doing that. Nobody comes to the stadium. Put them in big hotels, you know, wherever you want to play. Keep them very well surveilled, namely a surveillance, but have them tested like every week and make sure they don't wind up infecting each other or their family and just let them play the season out. I mean, people say, well, you know, you can't play without spectators. Well, I think you probably get enough buy-in from people who are dying to see a baseball game, particularly me. I'm living in Washington. We have the world champion Washington Nationals. You know, I want to see them play again.
The that music is... makes it fun. It's not like you're even watching an interview with an infectious disease expert. You're just hanging out like in the club, a couple of guys rapping. There's some funk going on there, Beetle. I like it. I'm going to get all my news from Snapchat from now on.
That song is from a group called Pat and the Pathogens. It's virus talk, but it's upbeat.
Yeah, it's cool, man. This isn't your father's virus talk. No. This is your virus talk on Snapchat.
This isn't Sunday morning political talk shows. This is Snapchat.
This ain't your grandma's virus interview. No, sir.
So yesterday, Donald Trump was at the White House giving his daily briefing on things, and he had a comment about sports. He mentioned this about all the different people that will be consulted in trying to get sports going again, and here's what was put together as a result.
In sports, we want to get our sports back. So importantly, these will be some separate calls. Some will be together by the way lists and some will be separate. But we have to get our sports back. I'm tired of watching baseball games that are 14 years old. But I haven't actually had too much time to watch. I would say maybe I watch one batter and then I get back to work. The NBA, Adam Silver, the Major League Baseball. We miss our baseball. This is baseball season right here. Rob Manfred, thank you very much. NFL, Roger Goodell. Thank you, Roger. UFC, Dana White. Great Dana White. PGA, Jay Moynihan. LPGA, Michael Wan. USTA, Patrick Galbraith. Major League Soccer, Don Garber. WWE, the great Vince McMahon. NASCAR, Lisa Kennedy. Thank you, Lisa. NHL, Gary Bettman. From the New England Patriots, Bob Kraft. Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban.
Okay, that was the actual clip. Here's what was then done with it today.
Adam Silver, Rob Manfred, Roger Goodell, Michael Wan, Dana White, Don Garber, Patrick Galbraith, Gary Bettman, New England Patriots, Bob Kraft, Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban.
That's only one. So that's one which you knew would happen because it's happened before. Sandy Alomar, Senior.
That's the gold standard, you know.
Yes.
Whenever that pops up, all that it makes you want to do is go back and listen to Alex Cora, and it's just what a time! Time it was.
Always. It makes you want to go back and listen to that. But when we did the Alex Cora one, we also used Mambo number 5. Which it feels like this deserves a Mambo Number 5 treatment as well.
Yeah, maybe.
A little bit of
Adam Silver
in my life, a little bit of
Rob Manfred
by my side, a little bit of
Roger Goodell,
all I need, a little bit of
Jerry Jones,
what I see, a little bit of
Bob Kraft
in the sun, a little bit of
Gary Bettman
all night long, a little bit of
Lisa Kennedy.
And here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.
But we have to get our sports back.
Nice. Nice.
There may be a better way to do the We Didn't Start the Fire, and that could be including some of this, which was also said yesterday. This was about they were talking about food during the course of this briefing yesterday, and so Donald Trump named a number of partners that were sort of involved in making sure people are getting fed, and he rattles off a bunch of names in this thing too.
McDonald's, Darden restaurants, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Chick-fil-A, Subway, Bloomin' Brands, Yum Brands, Papa John's, Wendy's, Waffle House, Starbucks, Wolfgang Puck, Thomas Keller, Jean George, my friend Jean George, and Danielle. You know them.
No, I don't, actually. I'm going to need a lot more explanation as to who those people are. And more importantly, what was he talking about? What was any of this? I'm sure
McDonald's,
they're doing good things.
Darden restaurants, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Chick-fil-A, Subway, Bloomin' Brands, Yum Brands, Papa John's, Wendy's, Waffle House, Starbucks, Wolfgang Puck, Thomas Keller, Jean George, my friend Jean George, and Danielle. You know them.
Oh, that's We Didn't Start the Fire all over it. As a matter of fact, Jim, if you want to send that to me, I will make that my project for the night. I think that requires way too much time, which we all have right now. Way too much time. I will take that project on. Please and thank you. Do you know what he was talking about? Do you know what
Well, no. He went like category by category, and it was all about the people that he'd be speaking to in the next few days they named people from every sector. Hardy, we play that one. There's one for energy where he names like all the gas companies. There's one where he names all the defense companies, Lockheed Martin, and I forget. I think Honeywell may have been one of the ones. Like, what's the one locally? Raytheon. Raytheon was in there. He's just like rattling off all these different companies that he's going to be speaking to. Names all the financial companies, names all the food and beverage companies, as you just heard that one. He named all like the freight companies and transfer. He went through a million different names. I think you could fill up the whole song.
I'm pretty sure he mentioned someone named Wolfgang Pup. I don't know who that is, but sounds like an adorable addition to the family. Only 9 weeks old. Look at him. There he is, Wolfgang Pup. Put him up on. He's got his own Instagram account.
Ah, God! But it could be fun. It could be fun to fill out the whole song with those names.
All right.
That's funny. Anything else we have today, Jim?
No, that's it.
All right.
Just another message to the Zolak family.
Yes.
Zoe was not with us today. His father passed away last night. He was on with us for the first couple of segments of the show and got a chance to talk with Zoe today. So best wishes. We've all been in contact with him and members of his family, but continue to be thinking about them. Keep him in your prayers. Sorry, Zoe, and take all the time you need, buddy. We love you.
Well said, Hardy. Felger Mass coming your way next. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.